I'm Mark Castine. I'm the local sales manager for KFIZ, K107 FM, Fox City's ESPN Radio 1530. Those are Mountain Dog Media radio stations. And we have stations in Fond du Lac and Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Great. And Mark, as I recall, you attended a live version of my How to Attract, Hire, and Keep Sales Superstars.
I did at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Winter Conference and found your presentation probably to be the one of the most beneficial that I've gone to in a WBA sales presentation, but also in a sales presentation in general, considering what I was trying to take away from your topic that day, and that was how to attract, hire, and keep sales superstars, which I found to be extremely beneficial to me, as not only as an eye-opener that day of things that I probably haven't been doing right in trying to attract truly sales superstars, but in how I was executing it back at our radio stations. So I actually took the information, and whenever I go to any kind of seminar, if I can come away with one solid concept that helps me, I consider it to be well worth my while. And in this case, it was well worth my while 10 times over, because I truly did bring back some concepts that I hadn't used before.
Well, that actually leads to a good point in terms of expectations. I think a lot of people might hear the title of this seminar and think, oh yeah, I've been to those seminars before.
Yeah.
Can you honestly say that you learned some new techniques and new principles?
I did. You know, and it really is a catchy title, by the way.
Well, feel free to use it.
Because as a sales manager, and I've been in the business 28 some years, and I've been a general manager, I've been an owner, I'm a sales manager, I've always been a salesperson, always. But as a sales manager, you go to these presentations thinking, hey, I'm going to find the next sales superstar, and Dan's going to show me how to do it. Well, yes and no. You certainly showed me how to do it, but it wasn't from necessarily anything you said that day, but from what I took from what you told us that day and put back into use in my work situation and in my management capacity. I was able to use several of your ideas and really change the way that I look for sales superstars and interview sales superstars.
You pointed out one very important thing. Just listening to this seminar or attending it live will do you no good at all unless you put some of it into practice. So it's not going to magically cure your staffing problems.
No. Does any seminar ever magically do anything? It's what you take from that seminar and put to good use when you get back into your situation. And that's what I did from your presentation, Dan.
So what types of things that you would feel comfortable sharing, what types of things did you change?
Well, one of the things is in the way that we advertise for potential salespeople on our sales team. You know, we probably did the traditional kinds of advertising, and certainly we use our own radio stations to go after potential salespeople, because I truly believe that people who listen to the radio are not necessarily looking for a new job, career, or position, but maybe looking for a change and hear it and respond to it. But yet we were doing the old routine kind of, if you're thinking about a sales position or a change of career, why don't you give us a call, send me your resume, and, we'll talk. Well, you gave what I think, you gave me some new ideas about new and innovative ideas about how to use words and phrases in our own on-air commercials to attract a potential sales superstar.
Yeah, in fact, our approach really is to do two things, is to attract the superstar and scare away everybody else. It's a little radical, I suppose. And did you find a difference in the responses that you were getting?
Yeah, yes, I did. I used some of the specifics that you mentioned at your seminar, particularly in writing the copy and talking about exactly what the people who responded to that copy needed to do, and it worked. And I did potentially probably scare away some people who thought it might be a good idea, but Once I talk to them and use some of the techniques that you talked about at your seminar, you know, I was able to weed through some of those people that weren't really serious about coming to work for us at all. But actually, I found it to be beneficial in finding people who did, who wanted to come to work for us.
Well, now you know, Mark, you're challenging the status quo of our industry, which is to pretty much hire anybody who responds to the ad and throw them on the street and see if they survive.
You know, that's unfortunately how we've done it in most cases in the broadcast business, is to find a warm body and say, hey, welcome aboard, you know, and go get them. But I think if you want to waste your time doing that, you can go ahead and do that. But we try to be certainly more selective in who we choose to come to work for us, particularly in a sales capacity. And using some of the things that you taught in the seminar, it helped me get ahead of the curve, because I was able to weed out some of those people who might have been tire kickers. But I think I was able to find some truly sales superstar potential and people who really wanted to come to work in our industry and for our radio station.